Who did what and who said what?
Oh my God.
Really?
Seriously?
Really?
I can't read through.
A little bit of this and that.
What are you saying?
Just Talkin'. Brought to you by In.com.
Hey guys, you're tuned into Just Talkin', brought to you by In.com, and this is Supriya with you. You know, they say inspiration is everywhere and all you need to do is keep your eyes and ears open and be alert and look around. Well, here are a few composers from Bollywood who, not just looked around, but they took also all the tunes, like sometimes dick-toe tunes. So while they've given us songs that we've enjoyed listening to and saying, what a hit song this is, suddenly, you know, the realization hits us that, wait a minute, this song actually exists in another language. And that's when reality dawns upon us ki, inspiration gone a bit too far. Now see, there are songs that have been, you know, taken from international songs with due credit given and royalty paid and all that. So we're not looking at those kind of situations where it's been done in the right way, in the ethical way. We're looking at people who just said, "Arey, who would have listened to that song? It's okay, let's just go ahead and, you know, copy it." Those are the people we're looking at today. First up on my list is a composer who somehow managed to turn this not-so-good thing into a compliment or into an identity, really. I mean, the minute you think Anu Malik now, you're thinking copycat. And, you know, it's all those tunes that he has always taken and stuff like that. My God, how could he do that? But he has done it not once, not twice, and not just with songs that you might not have heard, like an Amar Deeb song, which is Tamale Mak, which he took into Kaho Na Kaho for Murder. See, chances are you probably have not heard that original. But come on, are you telling me you wouldn't have heard the love theme from Godfather or Last Christmas by Wham? Or then, you know, Macarena, who doesn't know that song, right? Or then, you know, Andrew Lloyd Webber's The Phantom of the Opera. Come on, are you kidding me? He's picking up tunes from not just people from this time, but he's gone back in time also. Beethoven is also not spared when it comes to Anu Malik. So let's quickly take a look at some of the songs that he has happily copied. Kaho Na Kaho, we loved listening to it. Copied. Bhige Hont Tere, copied. Ye Kali Kali Aankhein, well, there are two songs that have, like, you know, some parts that are part of this Hindi song. There's Dil Le Le Lena, which is Macarena. I mean, obviously, no doubt about that. Then there's a song from Bazi called Jaane Mujhe Kya Hua. That is, you know, Beethoven's song that he's just taken into, I think it's the Bollywood adaptation, you see. Then there is Beatles and I Love Her. Remember that song? Well, there's a song called Pagalpan Chha Gaya in Janam that's copied from that. Then there's Dole Dole from Bazi. Yeah, the song that we remember for Aamir Khan, but you might also remember that it sounds like the Come September theme. You know, I could go on and on, but wait a minute, we have more composers to talk about. See, how can only one person copy? I mean, if that becomes the trend, then everybody has to follow, na? And here is somebody who has followed that all right, but looks like he should just go ahead and outsource his music to this particular band called The Vangelists, because pretty much most of his songs have been taken from their music. We're talking about Rajesh Roshan. That's right. Works always with Rakesh Roshan and then Hrithik Roshan. And that's probably why you'll see quite a few of these songs also. You know, you'll realize, this is actually Hrithik's movie, na? Or Rakesh Roshan's movie, na? Like Chand Sitare from Kaho Na Pyar Hai, or Kya Kehna, the title track. And then there's, you know, Jab Koi Baat Bigad Jaye. My God, how much I love that song. And obviously that's because we originally love 500 Miles by Peter Paul and Mary. Then there is Koi Nahi Tere Jaisa. I mean, come on. See, you have to also understand that some songs work in Bollywood and some don't. I mean, Cotton Eye Joe, Rednecks in Bollywood, not happening. Wait, there's more. Barbie Girl by Aqua was copied as well into a song for Lavares. And then there was this one. My God, like this, I was like, really? Shaggy would have never thought that Bollywood won't want his tune of In the Summertime, but we got that in Tarazu. And, you know, I guess there are so many more songs that we could go on and on with, but you see, this list ain't just about Anu Malik and Rajesh Roshan. One more composer before I go ahead and talk about the composer of today, who is quite the copycat. Let's talk about someone who, you know, didn't win too many awards, but I've always believed that awards aren't a reflection of, you know, the kind of impact you have on people. Pancham Da, R.D. Burman, looked up to as an inspiration, as an idol. There's also a Hindi film called Jhankar Beats that was all about him, and he was called the boss and all that. But hey, he too found his inspiration in songs by, you know, artists like Leo Sayer. There was Abba, ऑफकोर्स मामा मिया इन मिल गया फ्रॉम हम किसी से कम नहीं. रिमेम्बर लिसनिंग टू तुमसे मिलके फ्रॉम परिंदा. जस्ट लिसन टू व्हेन आई नीड यू, ओके, देन यू विल नो. देन तेरा मुझसे है पहले का, या एल्विस प्रेस्ली इज द येलो रोज ऑफ टेक्सास. एंड देन देयर वाज यू नो कैसे तेरा प्यार, व्हिच इज फ्रॉम लव स्टोरी, एंड दैट वाज आई हैव अ ड्रीम एबा. आई मीन ही डिड अ नाइस जॉब ऑफ ऑल्टरिंग सॉन्ग्स एंड ऑल ऑफ दैट, ब्रिंगिंग दैट सेंस ऑफ इन्फ्लुएंस, बट स्टिल मैन, स्टिल लाइक यू नो ही माइट हैव बीन द गाय हु डिडंट कॉपी जस्ट लाइक दैट, लाइक इट वुडंट हिट यू इन द फेस लाइक दिस इज दैट सॉन्ग. बट देन if you listen carefully and carefully enough, and given that it was Pancham Das songs, you would listen to it on a loop now, wouldn't you? Chances are you found out where it came from. But that doesn't take away from, you know, Pancham Da or as an artist, as a composer. And we all still love him and there's so much respect for him. But here's another artist who might not have the same kind of respect and fan following. Now, it would be unfair if I kept you waiting to hear about this man who copies all right. But see, everybody, you know, they say that even to copy, you need to be very smart, right? So he is very, very smart. Now, Pritham realized, I think, somewhere he was just listening to all this music that people are copying left, right and center, like Anu Malik and Pancham Da and O.P. Nayyar Saab and Biju Shah, Jatin Lalit. My God, so many people that we can talk about on this podcast. But he said, you know, what I'm going to do is like be really cool and not go to, you know, popular songs, songs that everybody listens to. And let's not even go to English songs. Let's just look within Asia, okay? I'm sure the Korean market has something for me. I'm sure, you know, these people are making some good music that if we take, nobody will realize. But, oh, Pritham, we live in the times of internet, you see, and YouTube and whatnot. So we did find out where Ashia from Barfi came from. See, the problem is that we might not even be able to pronounce these original songs' names. So little bit credit I'll give him for that. But otherwise, copy. Tu Hi Meri Shab Hai from Gangster. The original is Sacral Nirvana by Oliver Shanti and Friends. Ya Ali is, of course, by Gitara Yagali. Dhoom Machale, oh my God, from Amar Diab's song. There's also the opening riff is taken from Mario Takes a Walk. Bhigi Bhigi from Gangster, that is from Prithvi by Mohinar Goranguly. See, that's what I'm saying. Like, you know, people are part of bands in India and all that, and their songs also he's taking. Now, you know what's heartbreaking is when he formed a band to create music for a particular film called Life in a Metro. It was called Band Metro and all, remember? Even that he copied, man. In Dino's original tune actually comes from Mere Naam Hai Mohabbat by Wakar Ali. It's a straight lift. It's so upsetting to hear that. Same thing with Baatein Kuch Ankahisi from Life in a Metro. It's the original is by Seo Yu Suk. There. Little heartbreaking, but should we just be happy that, you know, Korean artists and, you know, lesser known artists are actually getting their fame now, at least because Pritham's songs are doing so well? It is a double-edged sword now, isn't it? If you loved your Gupt and your Tirchi Topi Wale and your Tip Tip Barsa Pani, I got news for you, my friend. Viju Shah, the composer. Yeah, you can't really credit him all that much also because all of these songs actually came from extremely popular international songs like Gupt Gupt was Deep Forest. Tirchi Topi Wale was The Rhythm Is Gonna Get You by Miami Sound Machine. And come on, Tip Tip Barsa Pani Mohra. Seriously, Dr. Albin, I don't think he ever envisioned ki for his song there will be a woman in a yellow sari dancing in the rain while the actor is making weird faces and they would actually have a real life relationship which then didn't work out and then they went on to marry two different people. Okay, I know I'm losing plot here, but seriously, these guys lost the plot much before me. Love him, hate him, but you cannot absolutely ignore him. You know, he might not be one of the biggest lifters or copycats or anything, but I gotta talk about Himesh Reshamya. See, there was one song that marked the coming back together of Himesh Reshamya and Salman Khan. And now one would imagine that if you are so grateful for something like this happening in your life, you would at least take the effort to create a song on your own. But no, not when it's Himesh. He went straight to a Romanian song and said, this sounds perfect. Let me just change the words because, well, the lyricist said, Teri Meri. So I'm going to say, okay, Teri Meri Prem Kahani Hai Mushkil. No problem. We will fit it to this song and it'll sound perfect and it'll become one of the biggest hits of the year. And even now, I think a lot of people, you know, when they're finding difficulty in their love and all that, they're like, Teri Meri is the song that was written for me. Yeah, dude, maybe it was written for you, but it was composed for a Romanian audience, not us. Same thing goes with Gila Gila from Aitraz, copied note for note from R. Kelly's song from his 2003 album, Chocolate Factory. Then there's Opriya Opriya that might just remind you of Santana's Maria Maria. I'm just saying. Now, here's somebody that I know you don't want to hear about in this list, but turns out he is on this list. I'm talking about A.R. Rahman. And many of his songs, you know, will remind you of another maybe international song that was popularly known, which is a little bit of a heartbreak because at least Rahman shouldn't have been doing this, right? There's, you know, that song Telephone Manipul from India. Yeah, that is, you know, quite a lot like an Ace of Base song. Then there's Endendrum Punnagai, which might just remind you of a Backstreet Boys song. Then there is Pudu Vellai Marai. Oh my God, that one from Roja might just remind you of Chariots of Fire. Yes, you can see that I'm being a little kind and a little soft because it's A.R. Rahman. But what to do? He's still on this list and we've got to be fair, right? Keeping it fair and keeping it straightforward, there's Shantanu Moitra as well. His song Pal Pal from Lage Raho Munna Bhai. That might just, you know, be something that you would have loved listening to, but inspired from Theme for a Dream, that was a single back in the 60s by Cliff Richard. I mean, do these people think we've, just because we weren't born in 1960s or 50s or even before that, we don't know about this kind of music? Seriously, I think we need to introduce them to a little bit of, I don't know, maybe internet or something. Now, agreed, in the time that O.P. Nair used to compose music, there was no internet. But hey, that did not mean you take some of the popular songs that are doing the rounds and then turn them into super duper hits in Bollywood. I think a little bit that also takes talent, no? What do you say? The song Ae Dil Hai Mushkil from CID. Yet, Oh My Darling Clementine might just remind you of that. Babuji Dheere Chalna, Doris Days, Perhaps. Ye Hai Mumbai Meri Jaan. Oh, sorry. Ye Hai Bombay Meri Jaan. I mean, it's 2019. I better say the right thing, no? But okay, 1950s, it was still Bombay. So, Ye Hai Bombay Meri Jaan. Again, Oh My Darling Clementine. It's an American Western folk ballad that dates back to 1884 and has various versions and covers, it seems. Clearly, they were including O.P. Nair's songs as well. Well, that brings me to the end of the long list, and I have to say an incomplete list of composers in Bollywood who took this whole concept of inspiration a bit too far, changed the word and made it copy. Yeah, I think very soon kids are going to be like, inspiration is equal to copy, no? Synonyms, na? And then we have to tell them, no, no, no. See, unless you're a composer, inspiration and copying are two different things. What to do? Such is the state of music. Not today, not just now. So let's stop cribbing about, oh, lyrics have gone to the dogs and stuff like that. Hello, this was happening from the beginning. Tunes were getting copied. So let's just cheer on anyone who gives us anything original. Maybe you should tune into In.com's Just Talkin' more often. Take care. This is Supriya saying thanks for joining me. Bye-bye.
Just Talkin' brought to you by In.com.